currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullet. The sun is back, and so am I. Welcome to Currently Kirkland. Let's see what's happening in Kirkland this week. Many times in the past decade, you may have heard the term GIS, or Geographic Information Systems. It makes me think of Google Earth, or Bing Earth. In fact, I'm a fan of both. These are the planet's most popular geographic information systems, and they harbor an incredible amount of data. Trail systems, watersheds, neighborhoods, schools, even houses on the other side of the ocean. All visible through a computer screen, thanks to a geographic information system. What you might not know is that the East Side has maintained its own geographic information system at nwmaps.net since 2003. And in June, after 2.5 years of collaboration, the 12 cities that first built the system went live with a 2011 version.
It's really a successful collaboration from 12 different agencies, local agencies. So they work together and standardize their data and basically make it a very seamless experience for end user.
The new system greets users with a simple and intuitive interface that offers access to 6 fundamental aspects of Kirkland: zoning and permits, parks and trails, residential construction activity, community resources, and environmental issues. So let's say you're a landscaper looking for new clients. With nwmaps.net, you can scan the city for neighborhoods with large yards, and then review the demographic information of that specific neighborhood. What's the median income? The median age? How many kids are in the household? I mean, teenagers could be competition for your landscape business after all. Or let's say you're a parent looking to buy a house in a new neighborhood. NWMaps.net will tell you which elementary school serves your neighborhood, your utility providers, or even if that vacant lot at the end of the block will remain vacant. Perhaps it will become a neighborhood park, or the site of an apartment complex. Eventually, when funding allows, users may scan the site for emergencies when administrators add police and fire services. As powerful as this may sound, the information itself is not what is so novel about the new site. It's the ease with which you can now access that information that makes it novel.
People can access the information quickly and easily, and improve the efficiency and also make the government more transparent so they can see access to data easily.
Go out and give it a try. And where nwmaps.net provides one kind of city information, City Update provides another. The summer edition of the quarterly City Update newsletter is available now at kirklandwa.gov. In it, you'll discover developments in the siting for the Finn Hill Fire Station, introductions to the city's new public works director, and its program to help neighborhoods prepare themselves for disasters. One of the tidbits offered in City Update is a summer events calendar. This calendar includes the 5th straight year of one of the area's best showcases of art, food, and wine. Of course, it's Kirkland Uncorked. Starting July 15th, winemakers, corn roasters, and hot dog grillers will wine and dine the 6,000 wine tasters expected for the 3-day event. Of course, the Summer Festival of Art, Food, and Wine is not all about food and wine, especially if you don't have a ticket. And if that's the case, and for 18,000 festival goers last year it was, the Summer Festival of Kirkland Uncorked becomes a party of food, dogs, boats, and music. Kirkland Uncorked is where City Dog Magazine conducts its annual cover dog contest. Last year's model search is what turned Dojo, the unassuming English Bulldog Corgi mix, into a local star. Judges picked Dojo out of 70 panting contestants. Also at Kirkland Uncorked, the Seattle Boat Show hosts tours, and live bands will serenade the crowds.
You learn a lot at this event. That's the nice thing about Kirkland Uncorked. It's very experiential. You get to meet the winemaker, meet the chef, meet, you know, learn how to, you know, grill, cook. It's a really fun event.
On the other side of town, that same weekend, a different group is hosting a more traditional kind of event. Feature reporter Christian Knight visited Woodland Park to learn more.
I can roast Zoom super fast. Okay. I'll show you.
Next week, between 350 and 400 people will gather here at Woodlands Park to paint faces, run in three-legged races, and taste homemade pies. If that seems like a lot of people, it is. But this is, after all, the site of the North Rose Hill Neighborhood Association's 16th annual picnic.
Of course, we have hot dogs and chips and cake and drinks from 12 to 4. And we have face painting, free face painting, and from 2 to 4. And we have a big bouncer all day. And we have a magician at 2 o'clock, Magic Mike, who's a magician and balloon twister. And we have a pie contest at 3 o'clock, so we want to encourage everyone to make their favorite pie. We have young people enter. I think we had a 12-year-old boy last year enter a pie, and it was great. And we have city council members come judge our pie contest. That's at 3 o'clock. And then we have some, you know, three-legged race, that kind of game, and volleyball.
The North Rose Hill neighborhood is one of the city's most active. It's produced several mayors and city council members, including current council member Dave Asher. Back in 2005, the community raised the money and pounded the nails that produced the playground at Woodlands Park.
It's awesome!
In last year's 4th of July parade, it won the city's prize for best neighborhood float. Of course, it was the only entrant in that category. And at the end of July, it is planning a neighborhood-wide yard sale, which it hopes one day will blossom into a citywide yard sale.
Seattle has a big citywide yard sale, and you can go on the website and download a map, and it has marked everywhere where yard sale, and everybody gets into it. So we're trying to do the same thing in Kirkland. And Highlands already has a yard sale they do on July 30th, a neighborhood-wide yard sale. So we're doing that this year as well. So North Rose Hill will have one July 30th, neighborhood-wide. You'll be able to go to our website and download a map and see all the locations. And we'll have signs in the neighborhood as well. And we hope to build it to a Kirkland-wide event.
Thanks for that, Christian. Well, that's it for this week. Check out any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. Give us a shout out with any news tips, suggestions, or comments. We're at KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching. See you next week.